In his remarks at the end of the school bond discussion, School Board President Jeff Friedman acknowledged the district's proposed bond package faced uncertain seas.
We're wondering, what will the public think in April about these bonds? We don't have a clue what the economy is going to be like in April. You know, nobody knows.
Nevertheless, Friedman urged his fellow board members to vote in favor of the district's two bond propositions.
I think our responsibility is to look at the situation and not just say, well, they might vote no, so we better not put this on the ballot at all. It's to say, are these responsible projects? Is the amount reasonable in light of our needs and the ability to pay? And then do we ask the assembly to put them on the ballot?
Proposition 1 is nearly $70 million for school addition renewal design projects. The bulk, over $66 million, goes towards Service High School, about $700,000 for Girdwood School design, and $2.5 million for an Eagle River High School water and sewer line extension. Proposition 2 contains district-wide projects totaling $27.5 million. These are projects considered too expensive for the maintenance portion of the general operating budget. The two largest are $6.5 million for district site acquisitions and a similar amount for traffic safety improvements at various schools. Others involve security, electrical and mechanical upgrades, roof replacements, sprinkler installation, and field renewals. Six of the evening's eight public speakers supported the bonds. Gwen Quigley was one of the students.
In Girdwood School, some of the lockers are falling out of the sockets and many are very difficult to open. Our classrooms are undersized and squished.
Parent Leola Rutherford.
This is something worthwhile to spend money on. It is a need.
Adam Mahonan is a special education teacher at Service.
Our students have substandard facilities, and I don't know if that's the message that we want to send the rest of our schools, that it's okay to leave some kids out of the renovations.
But there was also Rob Timmons' reaction to the bond package.
This debt growth, to me, is unsustainable on the backs of ordinary taxpayers who have home values around $312,000, and the tax burden is over $5,000 a year. With the doubling of our property taxes in the last 5 years and doubling the ASD debt in the past 10, where is this leading us with this economy in the shape that it's in?
Board member John Steiner acknowledged many in Anchorage would agree with Timmons, but Steiner offered another view.
What occurred to me is that the current economic situation may make it difficult to pass the bonds, but doesn't really make it more difficult to pay for them over the long term. Over the long term, I think these projects need to be done, and most of the time that we are paying for these, we won't be in the current economic situation that we're in right now.
Board member Crystal Kennedy worried about the bonds' timing.
We have to be cautious, and we have to not just be cognizant of the situation, we have to be responsive to it. And I think that's what the community is asking us to do in comments that I've heard. People are saying, you know, yeah, I support our schools. We've got a lot of really important work that needs to be done out there. I know that, but right now I just can't see it. So I think we risk not only having the assembly approve these, but certainly having the community approve them.
Kennedy joined in the unanimous vote for Bond Proposition 2. As for Proposition 1, with Service renovation, Girdwood planning, and the Eagle River sewer project, she was the sole no vote. Before they can appear on the April ballot, the school bond propositions must receive Anchorage Assembly blessing. That requires 6 of 10 votes in favor. Kennedy says two Assembly members told her they are determined to vote against any bond proposals this year, whether from the city or the school district. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.